This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Over the next 2 days, the leaders of the worldwide Anglican Communion will try to head off a possible schism. The Communion is bitterly divided over the confirmation of Gene Robinson to be the first openly gay bishop in the American branch, the Episcopal Church. So now it's up to the 38 international leaders meeting in London to decide what, if any, actions to take. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Anglican Communion is known for its very polite, very British modus operandi. The international leaders have always managed to smooth over their differences without splitting in two, whether it be over the ordination of women or racial issues. But this time, conservatives say they're ready for a fight because the stakes have never been higher.
This is much bigger than any other area of disagreement in the history of the Anglican Church.
Greg Venables is the Archbishop of seven countries in South America. He says the Anglican churches in the Southern Hemisphere, which have most of the members and all of the growth, have watched in dismay as the Americans have, in his opinion, effectively rewritten core doctrine. He says the U.S. church may believe there's more than one biblical interpretation about homosexual behavior.
But in other parts of the world, that is seen as anathema, that is seen as gross immorality and something which can't possibly be countenanced. Therefore, if within the Anglican Church one group approves it and the other group are totally horrified by it, obviously it's going to produce a terrible rift.
Indeed, Venables says there is a real threat of schism over the Episcopal Church of the United States, or CUSA. But others, such as Archbishop Peter Carnley of Australia, say conservatives are overplaying it. He says there will not be a schism.
I do not think the issue is fundamental enough. If a CUSA was saying Christ is no longer the revelation of God, then that would be much more serious.
Carnley predicts the leaders will form a commission to study the issue, similar to one they set up on the ordination of women. That commission met for more than a decade. In the end, female clergy were accepted. Asked if he thought conservatives would accept a commission, he responds,
"What else can there be? I don't think there can be a lot of foot stamping and name calling. I think we have to work out a way of maintaining communion despite differences of opinion."
Moreover, says Frank Griswold, presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, there's really nothing the leaders can do.
We're not like the Roman Catholic Church. Neither the primates nor the Archbishop of Canterbury have some immediate jurisdiction.
They can no more meddle in American decisions than the United Nations could have meddled in the 2000 elections, he and others say. But Latin American Archbishop Greg Venables believes there will be consequences because the majority of the leaders are outraged by the American church. He says they're so mad that they're no longer considering an early proposal, creating a second province in the United States so that there would be two American Anglican churches, one liberal and one conservative.
If that were the case, then you would have a church in which in one area people do something which is totally unacceptable to the people in the next area. So where does that leave us as a church? Is that tenable? Is it possible? And I think that a large number of the primates will say, no, it isn't.
In the eye of this storm is Rowan Williams, the new Archbishop of Canterbury. He is first among equals and essentially decides who is in and who is out of the communion. Williams recently met with the Pope, who warned him that the Anglicans will lose enormous credibility if they stray from time-honored Christian doctrine. Later, on Vatican Radio, Archbishop Williams was asked whether he would follow the traditional line. His response brought some comfort to conservatives.
Of course, the Anglican Communion as a whole has a stance on this question, which is not in itself different from what the Roman Catholic Church's position is. I should be very surprised indeed if that position were to change, certainly not as a result of one meeting.
Williams is on record as personally favoring same-sex unions and gay clergy, but now he's in the dicey position of holding the future of one of the largest denominations in his hands. As one leader put it, "I don't know anyone who wants to be Rowan Williams," including Rowan Williams. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.